This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Doing good on this end, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on again.
Zach, I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but this was about 10 days ago. I talked to Pete Jenkins off the air, and he told me, Mike, watch Dominic McKinley. Now, I'm assuming he heard that from Bo Davis before Bo left to go to the Saints. So everything I've heard about McKinley has been, man, you don't want to line up against him because he's going to whip your backside. So tell us if that's accurate, because Pete didn't tell me that without getting insider information. If he was in the stock market, he'd be in prison today, because that's an insider call there.
No, you're not lying right there, Mike. You look at a guy like Dominic McKinley, and he was the number one rated player in the state of Louisiana for a reason coming out of high school, right? This is a guy who is a physical specimen. He's got the size. He's got the strength. It's all about putting it all together, getting that technique down. And who better to teach him the technique now than Kyle Williams, a guy who's done it at a Pro Bowl level at the NFL, an All-American level with LSU. So now fast forward to these next couple of weeks, and it's about piecing all together the small things for Dominic McKinley. And yes, he's a force in the trenches. This is a guy who's taking first team reps, obviously, alongside Ahmad Breaux inside, and a player that has the chance to really continue evolving. In year one, his growth was a little bit stunted because he was battling a turf toe injury during fall camp. It rippled into, let's say, the first couple of weeks of the season, so he didn't get to really work at 100% last offseason. Now he has a full offseason to work while being healthy, and he's starting to reap the benefits of that. Now, throw in Kyle Williams, who's teaching him the techniques and fundamentals. I think it's going to be a really beneficial offseason for Dominic McKinley heading into year two with the Tigers.
We're seeing some 12 personnel set, two tight ends. We know Tre'Davious Green, what he brings to the table. Great size, pass catcher. Really, he's a wide receiver playing tight end. Bauer, though, is a different story. Bauer Sharp, when I saw him first at Southeastern, I was like, there ain't no way he's finishing up as a Southeastern Lion. He's going somewhere. And he ends up going to Oklahoma, ends up leading the Sooners in receptions last year, comes in as a transfer to LSU. From what you've seen of him, he's a, to me, a physical presence, former quarterback, but man, he's pieced together. He catches the ball real clean out front with his hands, but he can certainly help you in the run blocking game. So your thoughts of what you've seen so far in Bauer Sharp?
Yeah, Mike, this is a guy who's a complete tight end. Like you alluded to, he led the Sooners in receptions last year. So he's got the soft hands to be able to come up with the catch when need be. But the piece that makes him so dynamic in this LSU offense is he can put his hands in the dirt. And that's something that Tre'Davious Green isn't necessarily the best at right now. He's continuing to evolve as a blocker and getting down in the dirt. Like you said, he's more of a wide receiver in a tight end role right now. But when it comes to Bauer Sharp, he's the full package. And we had the chance to sit down and talk with him today. And he loves the Louisiana culture. He loves Baton Rouge and what it means to be an LSU Tiger. This is a guy who's willing to do anything and everything for this program moving forward. So if it means taking a little bit less reps behind Tre'Davious Green, he's willing to do that. And I think you have a really solid 1-2 punch at the tight end position right now. We know what Tre'Davious is capable of. Now it's about incorporating Bauer Sharp as well. And we're really seeing him turn some heads early in camp. I'm excited to see him down the stretch and so on, because you alluded to it. This is a guy who's a versatile weapon, can do a lot of different things offensively. And we're starting to see flashes of that during spring camp through 6 days.
Every time I've watched Tyree Adams play when he's out there, he impresses me because I know how tall he is. And when you tall cut like that, it's difficult for you to bend those knees and to get in into the torso of a defensive lineman. But he's impressive doing that. And I don't want to use the term natural doing it, but he looks real smooth doing it. How has he looked so far in spring drills? Because every time I've seen him out there for LSU, he impresses me with the technical part of the game.
Absolutely, and it's rare to use the word nimble when kind of talking about an offensive lineman, but Tyree is kind of just that. We've seen him be a very consistent piece on that left side of the offensive line, and you need that. You're looking at four offensive linemen that are getting replaced from last season. We know that we're losing Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, Miles Frazier. It's a new era with this LSU offensive line, and Tyree Adams has been around the mix. He's been in the mix for a while, and of course, it's big shoes to fill. You're replacing none other than Will Campbell at the left tackle spot, right? But for him, it's just about taking it one day at a time. Brad Davis has shuffled the O-line each and every day through camp, but the one consistent piece and the one that's definitely just been there and reliable is Tyree Adams. So I'm really glad you brought him up, Mike, because this is a guy who I certainly think can enter the fold week one at Clemson. Just be a consistent piece to this offensive line that, like we've talked about, is going to have so many new faces this season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zach, just listening to Jack Pyburn, I can't help but get fired up. And I think a lot of LSU folks feel the exact same way. The one thing that he talked about is violence and physicality in the run game. He said that he's one of the best, if not the best, run-stuffing defensive end out there in college football. But I want to get your thoughts on what he was talking about with the media earlier today. Improving his pass rush, right? And he said a lot of it's mental, that you just kind of have to flip a switch. And he's hoping that, you know, refining the very small details with this new coaching staff can really help unlock him this season with the purple and gold.
Yeah, I think when it comes to a guy like Jack Pyburn, the opportunity to be coached up by Kevin Peoples, Blake Baker, et cetera, it helps him work on the technical and tactical, as Brian Kelly likes to always talk about. And I think he's starting to kind of get that together now. Having the chance to talk to Jack today was fantastic. This is a guy who just loves football. He's a football guy. He gives me a lot of familiarity and flashbacks to Whit Weeks. Just a football dude who wants to be there and make the play each and every down. So I love what Jack's providing this team so far. He looks like a specimen out on the field. My goodness, he is that full 6'4", 250-ish, 255 weight. He looks the part and looks firmly like a player who's going to take some big-time reps. But like you alluded to, just kind of continuing to work things through from a schematic and then whatnot there is going to be big for him. So excited to see him continue to work and become a focal point for the LSU defense in 2025, because they're going to need his help on the edge. They have a ton of bodies, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's one of the guys who continues to take more and more reps each and every day.
Zach, last question for you. Josh Thompson's now in from Northwestern. And you and I have talked about this before. I'm a big believer in building from the inside out. And he has played both tackle and guard. But first place I'd play him, at guard. You've got to solidify the middle of that offensive line for LSU. And so that's just my opinion with Josh. I'm going to play him inside at guard. Your thoughts on where you think Thompson will end up playing for the Tigers up front?
Yeah, I think you're right on the money right there, Mike. And one thing that I've learned talking with you over these last couple of months, years, et cetera, is that your backups and your starters, they need to be on the same wavelength. Obviously, you insert Josh Thompson as a guy who's going to be a starter for this team, but the next guy up needs to be key as well. So if you throw him in at guard, if you throw him in at tackle, everybody needs to be prepared to shuffle around if need be. So for me, kind of tying that together is I think he's a guard for now. I think he shined at the interior slot. They need him there. It's important to lock that down in order to develop a run game as well, too. So I really think that once everything gets into the nitty-gritty, and he continues to get prepared for LSU, I think being a guard is his bread and butter. Excited to see where it works out. But ultimately, I think interior is where they're going to use him for now.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we always enjoy when you come on, give us great insights on LSU, if it's not a game, but also some of the practice sessions in the spring. So thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
All righty. Zach Nagy, who covers the LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.